Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
There's a list of what people can't even bring: reusable water bottles, sunscreen, bug spray, camping chairs, coolers, umbrellas.
They're turning this into a death trap, not allowing anybody to bring in reusable water bottles ever throughout any day, and then expecting people to withstand 102 degree heat. All right, check this out. These fairgoers are not happy at the way Donald Trump's Great American State Fair is going. It's not that great, and it seems to be rather miserable for a few reasons. On night one, a MAGA supporter was caught masturbating in the fair and had to be escorted out and arrested. This actually happened. We've covered it on this feed. That same night, Donald Trump gave an opening speech with such thin crowd turnout that he was apparently pissed off afterwards. On night two, the Ferris wheel shut down due to electricity problems, and on night three, the ice cream all melted due to similar problems. Since then, every single day, the heat has gotten worse, the exhibits have been falling apart, a lot of the exhibits have been exposed to be fake, dangerous. I mean, before I play some of these fairgoers who are kind of disturbed, look at Donald Trump's arch. We're 1 week into this, and his already shoddily built arch is now falling apart at the seams. You can see a massive crack right here, and you can see caulk in this crack, and then like dropping down the entire arch. This is disgusting. Also, this has to be a hazard. There's an entire corner of the piece that is cracking off, both on the top, if you can see the line right here, and on the left. If this fell on somebody, it would genuinely kill somebody. This is a devilish arc. I think it's supposed to have some religious symbolism, but this seems like a demonic arc that is going to very much so hurt somebody. But going back to the fairgoers, they deserve better. There was a vision for this fair that was going to be the festival of all festivals. Combine the Burning Man, the Grand Ole Opry, a bunch of these massive festivals, and bring together culture and arts. They had even created a bipartisan commission and allocated $80 million for that until Donald Trump denied the land use permits. Donald Trump said, you don't have the permit to use this land. He swiped it for himself, and now he turned it into this absolute mess where the heat is going to take people out, to be honest. It is going to be 107 degrees in DC. My girlfriend had to cancel her trip to cover this in a journalistic fashion because it's going to be so hot, and you're not allowed to bring in coolers, you're not allowed to bring in water bottles, and it actually is dangerous. So there was no way of doing it in a non-dangerous manner. We're going to cover all of this throughout the video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. These people's reaction, it's genuinely interesting. Listen to this man just tearing apart this fair, if you even want to call it that.
What do you think of all of this?
Not much.
Not much, and
I've been to state fairs all throughout the United States. This is terrible.
And how so?
It's a program length advertisement for the president.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. I've never seen anything like this before, for sure, in my 27 years of living in Virginia and living near the D.C. area.
And does anything jump out at you?
No, nothing.
See, that's the problem. Nothing jumps out, other than the fact that the things behind her are literally falling apart at the seams. Look at, a lot of the pillars are floating off the ground. If you look at near her right arm, the pillars are just floating off the ground.
There's no cows, there's no sheep, there's no goats. It's not a state fair without animals.
There's a butter cow, I'm told, at least in the Iowa booth, maybe.
It'll melt by tomorrow.
I'm totally underwhelmed. It's part political. That arch over there is, I think, promoting one of Trump's vanity projects. I compare this to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival that they do every year, which is wonderful. Really, you know, talks about different cultures and countries. This is so bland, but I had to come down and see it.
The multiple stages at the event were largely empty.
I mean, the entire event has been empty thus far. We've covered the Fox News hosts who have their tent set up, and day after day after day, there is no crowd behind them, and they have to try to cope and say, there are thousands of people that you don't see. You know where people are in D.C. is protesting Stephen Miller. You can barely hear him make this speech over the protesters who are blaring their horns and making siren sounds behind him. Listen how he struggles to speak.
All of civilization can be fundamentally divided into two groups of people. Builders and destroyers. Between the people who do the work to build, sustain, and nurture civilization. The people who serve, who sacrifice, who give, who care for others, who protect others, who defend others. And those who only destroy. Who litter, who rob, who graffiti, who deface.
You can barely hear him, but even if you do pay attention to what he's saying some people destroy, some people build. The people who build nurture things. They take care of things and protect people. Dog, that doesn't describe you whatsoever. You are more of a destroyer than any liberal I know. You want to destroy society around you. He wants to destroy the lives of immigrants. He wants to destroy the lives of Americans who disagree with him. He wants to destroy the political apparatus of the Democratic Party, which he calls a terrorist organization, basically. And he wants to destroy the Constitution. It is absolutely despicable. Let's hear what some more fairgoers have to say about Trump's corruption.
Financial disclosures came out, and it showed that he made $1.2 billion on cryptocurrency. On his personal cryptocurrency. Do you think that that's appropriate for the president to be doing while he's in office?
I actually don't. No, I don't think that's appropriate. I think, you know, if you're in the office, take your salary. Your investments are in the hands of third parties that you don't have any influence over.
I think you should just concentrate on being the president. I think he has enough money already.
That's a lot to ask from the Trump family. Donald Trump has been hyper-fixated on profiting, making sure his sons profit.
I think he has enough money already. I do too, but those folks are people who voted for Donald Trump 18 months ago.
Wow.
And that interview was done by our White House reporter, Laura Barron Lopez.
To continue, these fairgoers are not having a great experience. The caulk is dripping down. That's not a bad. The caulk right here is quite literally dripping down the side of this building. And you can see the cracks right here as this is about to fall off and hurt somebody. They're going to need doctors at this great American state fair. And speaking of doctors, Trump was posting this early in the morning. AI slop of him diagnosing people with Trump derangement syndrome. This is what we're dealing with. Right now, the war in Ukraine is still raging on. Ukrainians are being bombed and they're fighting back valiantly. Right now, Iran is eating our lunch, shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, and spiking gas prices because of a war that Trump started. Americans are struggling. Young Americans are struggling to even find a job and are all negative in capital. Inflation is up. Unemployment is up. Trump is claiming the economy is in a great place. Meanwhile, throughout all of this, his political messaging is posting AI videos of himself as a doctor. Listen.
You or someone you know been diagnosed with TDS? The symptoms can be relentless. Fortunately, I'm Dr. Trump, and I have a treatment plan. Let's hear what some of my patients have to say.
I have been suffering for over a decade, and after listening to Dr. Trump, I can see some results.
Man, I've been suffering for
years.
I really didn't believe that was help out there. That was when I came across this video on TV.
I really thought I was a lost cause. This was going to affect me for the rest of...
John Leguizamo, the actor we just saw, and Whoopi Goldberg have normal criticisms of Donald Trump. Trump has crashed the economy and started new wars. It's not Trump derangement syndrome to point that out, to point out that he's covering up the Epstein files, and to point out that he has a cult around him and a failing fair. It's not Trump derangement syndrome to play videos of people at the fair who themselves are saying are having a bad time.
...of my life. But after using the treatment plan, I can see a difference.
I really wasn't sure I could help some of these people. They were.
Wow, good one, Donald Trump. Can you focus on the economy maybe for 1 second? We then learn that the fair is going to be 107 degrees in the coming days. This heat also has Donald Trump saying that he is going to be out there all day during the hottest day just to like test himself. Let me play this video of Caitlin Collins talking about
it. I mean, part of this is just the heat. Period. I mean, regardless of what's going on, the weather team here at CNN says that the forecast, 102 degrees on Saturday, is expected to be the hottest July 4th ever recorded. I mean, there's a list of what people can't even bring because of the tightened security measures. Reusable water bottles, sunscreen, bug spray, camping chairs, coolers, umbrellas. I mean,
wait, they're turning this into a death trap. They're increasing the security on the day the president is there, not allowing anybody to bring in reusable water bottles ever throughout any day, and then expecting people to withstand 102 degree heat. They are creating a death trap of a fair.
I mean, if you're a family and you're going out to watch fireworks that aren't expected to start until after the president has spoken, it might make it tough to hang out for hours on end, Adam.
Me?
Yeah, and I think, you know, look, maybe God's sending a message. I don't know. I can't speak for God. But yeah, I mean, look, I think that's clear. And again, nobody would care. Like, no, I don't remember any time in the past people talking about the turnout for the July 4th fireworks on the Capitol, except that Donald Trump himself has made this a referendum on him. It's always about crowd size. He said, you know, after all the people canceled, that this will be a celebration. I think he recently even said that the greatest president, your favorite president, is going to speak at this. So he himself inserts himself into this. And so the turnout, even if it's weather related, I mean, at that point, he basically has taken ownership of the turnout. But again, just the sad thing here is we're in the 250th anniversary of this country, and it's been driven by division, and I'm sure each side will blame the other side, but clearly Donald Trump has pulled away from this idea of America 250, and Freedom 250 is his organization. It's all about him, and he has a 30% approval rating. So that's what's going to happen.
Very well said from Adam Kinzinger, and he hit the nail on the head when he was talking about Freedom 250 versus America 250. We've covered it extensively on this channel. There was an original bipartisan commission named America 250 that was going to put on a great fair by the Smithsonian. As that gentleman said earlier, the Smithsonian puts on great events. Trump hijacked that, and now he turned it into whatever that was.
Moments in our history.
And he's turned it into an absolute shit show.
In our history. 250 years, think about that. 3 days from now, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. What a document that was. And this week, we look back on 250 years of glorious freedom, and we took so much time and so much effort. And by the way, on July 4th, it's going to be approximately 107 degrees out. And I'm going to go and I'm going to make a really long speech just to show that I can do anything. It's going to be 107.
So he's going to be playing footsie with the heat and trying to outlast it. I don't know if that's going to go very well. Ryan Grimm went to the fair and he said, why is the public state fair surrounded by miles of barricades when it's free to get in and there's nobody in there when you get in? And he posts this video of the miles of barricades. I mean, even on top of that, imagine being stuck in 102 to 107 degree heat and you can't even find out how to get into the shitty, empty fair. And once you do get in, you have to pay $20 for a water bottle because you weren't able to bring in anything of substance to help you out, like a cooler, like reusable water bottles. And then after you finally do buy that water, you quickly drink it and realize you need more, but the entire event is just full of shitty exhibits and broken Ferris wheels and miles of stretches of nothing whatsoever. We were robbed of something that could have been truly special, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and want to help boost it, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you watch more videos on the Adam Mockler feed. Drop a blue heart below. Genuinely, it all helps a lot. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.